भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय शुश्रुषो शब्दधानस्य वासुदेवकतारुचिः श्यान्महत्सेवया विप्राः पुण्यतीर्थनिषेवनात्. ओ ट्वाइस बॉर्न सेजेस, बाय सर्विंग दोज डिवोटीज हु आर कंप्लीटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल वाइस, ग्रेट सर्विस इज डन. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Shrinvatam svakata krishnah punya shravana kirtanah hridayantasto hyabhadrani vidunoti suhritsatam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu nit त्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. बाय रेगुलर अटेंडेंस इन क्लासेस ऑन द भागवतम एंड बाय रेंडरिंग ऑफ सर्विस टू द प्योर डिवोटी, ऑल दैट इज ट्रबलसम टू द हार्ट इज ऑलमोस्ट कंप्लीटली डिस्ट्रॉयड. एंड लविंग सर्विस अनटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Tada rajastamo bhavah kamalobadayascha ye cheta etair anaviddam sitam satve prasidati.
As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy.
Evam prasanna manas.
हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
Thank you. Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Samavet Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Go Premanandi, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious Sri Guru and Sri Guranga, all glorious Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Sarasota Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtachadesha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 Chapter 90 Verse 47. Jirtam Shakshre Nipponam Yadajani Yarushu Svasarit Padasocham. Vidvit Snigda Surupam Yayur Ajita Parashri Yat Artenya Yatnaha. Yam nama mangala gnam srutam atta garitam yat krato gotra dharma. Krishnasya itanda chitram chitibara haranam kala chakrayudasya. Kirtam, sacred place of worship. Chakre, maid, Nrapa, O king, Unam, lesser, Yat, which Ajani, he took birth, Yadushu, among the Yadus, Swa, of heaven, Sharit, river, Ada, whose feet, Sautjam, which washes, Vidvit, enemies, Snigda, loved ones, Sarupam, whose personal form, Yayu, attained, Ajita. Who is undefeated? Para. Supremely perfect. Shri. Goddess of fortune. Yat. Whose. Arte. For the sake. Anya. Of others. Yatna. Endeavor. Yat. Whose. Nama. Name. Amangala. Inauspiciousness. Inam. Destroys. Srutam. Heard. Ta. Or else. Geditam. Chanted. Yat. By whom. Krita. Created. Gotra. Among the lines of descent. Dharma. Religious principles. Krishnasya. For Lord Krishna. Etat. This. Na. Not. Chitram. Wonderful. Chitti. The earths. Bara. Of the burden. Haranam. Removal. Kala. Of time. Chakra. Wheel. Ayudasya. Whose weapon? Translation: the heavenly Ganges is a holy place of pilgrimage because their waters wash Lord Krishna's feet. But when the Lord descended among the Yadus, his glories eclipsed the Ganges as a holy place. Both those who hated Krishna and those who loved him attained eternal forms like his in the spiritual world. The unattainable and supremely self-satisfied goddess of fortune, for the sake of whose favor everyone else struggles, belongs to him alone. His name destroys all inauspiciousness when heard or chanted. He alone has set forth the principles of the various successions of sages. What wonder is it that he, whose personal weapon is the wheel of time, relieved the burden of the earth? Purport: from the beginning to the end of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. From the beginning to end, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam has been exclusively dedicated to reciting the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. As Srila Vishnu Chakravarti points out, this verse sums up the 10th canto by mentioning five special glories of Krishna that even his expansions, plenary portions, and incarnations do not display. First, Lord Krishna's reputation eclipsed that of the holy Ganges when he descended into the Yadu dynasty. Previous to this, Mother Ganges was the most sacred of all Tirthas, being the water that had bathed Lord Vamanadeva's lotus feet. Another river, the Jamuna, became even greater than the Ganges by contacting the dust from Sri Krishna's feet in the districts of Raja and Mathura. Ganga Shata Guna Prayo Mature Mama Mandale Jamuna Visruta Devi Natrakarya Vicharana. The renowned Jamuna in my domain of Mathura is hundreds of times greater than the Ganges. About this there can be no dispute, O goddess. Second, Lord Krishna gave liberation not only to his surrendered devotees, but also to those who consider themselves his enemies. Devotees like the cowherd girls of Raja and others attained his personal association by entering into his eternal pleasure pastimes in the spiritual world, while inimical demons killed by him attained the Sayuja Mukti of merging into his divine form. When he was present on this earth, Lord Krishna's compassion extended to his family, friends, and servants, and also to his enemies and their families, friends, and servants. Great authorities like Lord Brahma have mentioned this fact. Sadve shat eva putanapi sakula tvam eva dev apita. My Lord, you have already given yourself to Putana and her family members simply because she dressed herself as a devotee. Third, Goddess Lakshmi Lord Narayan's constant companion, whom great demigods serve menially to win her slight favor, was unable to win the privilege of joining the intimate company of Lord Krishna's devotees in Raja. Despite her eagerness to participate in the Rasa dance and other pastimes enacted by Sri Krishna, and despite the severe austerity she underwent to achieve that end, she could not transcend her natural mood of reverence. The sweetness and intimacy Lord Krishna manifested in Vrindavan constitute a unique kind of opulence found nowhere else, even in Vaikuntha. As Sri Uddhava says, Yanmarcha Lilaupakayam Svayoga Mayabalam Darshataya Grihitam Vishmapanam Swasicha Saubhagarde Parampadam Bhushanam Bhushanangam. To exhibit the strength of a spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a form just suitable for his human-like pastimes in the material world. This form was wonderful even for him and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Its limbs were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of his body. Fourth, the name Krishna is supreme, superior to the name Narayana and to those of all of Lord Krishna's other expansions. These two syllables, Krishna and Na, combine together to destroy all inauspiciousness and delusion. When recited, the name Krishna becomes Shruti Mata. That is to say, the recitation of Krishna's name totally crushes the excellence of all other spiritual practices described in the revealed scriptures. In the words of Brahmanda Purana, Sahasra Nam Nam Punya Nam Tir Avrityatu Yatfalam Ekavrityatu Krishnasya Namaikam Tat Prayachati. By uttering the single name of Krishna just once, one attains the same benefit as that gained by reciting Lord Vishnu's thousand names three times. Fifth, Lord Krishna solidly reinstated Dharma, the bowl of religion, on his four legs of compassion, austerity, cleanliness and truth. Thus, Dharma could once again become Gotra, protector of the earth. Lord Krishna also established the religious function of Govardhan Puja to honor his favorite hill, the cows, and the brahmanas. He also became the hill, Gotra, himself, assuming its form to accept the cowherd's offerings. Moreover, he cultivated the dharma or loving nature of Raja's divine cowherds, Gotras, whose love for him has never been equaled. These are just a few of the wonderful features of Lord Krishna's unique personality. So here we have several verses which summarize the nature of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna, which have been described in the 10th canto, because the chapter ends on verse 50 here. So there's just a few verses left. So these are a summary of the 10th canto. And this particular verse has some unique features in it. It describes the different positive aspects of Krishna which make him unique. The original intention of the Bhagavatam was to recommend Krishna as the object for worship in Kali Yuga for everyone. And therefore, there has to be some reason for that. So the reason is he has some very special qualities which are suitable for people in Kali Yuga. Of course, the people of Kali Yuga are very fallen, so they need something very, very attractive. So if we have the most attractive form of the Lord, this is a good form to worship in Kali Yuga. It makes it easier for people because they have something very attractive. So various features of Krishna are unique, and they add to his all-attractive nature. And so this particular verse gives a few of these
unique characteristics of Krishna. The first one concerning Tirtha. The Ganga is a holy place because the water comes to the lotus feet of the Lord. But then when the Lord appeared among the Yadus, he became the Tirtha. He became more powerful than the Ganga River to purify everyone. So in other words, he took the place of the Ganga as a purifying element. Of course, in scriptures, Ganga is glorified for its power to purify. But when Krishna appeared, then he takes the place of that. So in other words, people in Kali Yuga should worship Krishna more than anyone else or anything else because he is more purifying. He can do whatever anything else does, but he also does more than that. So whatever the Ganga can do, Krishna can also do, but he does more than that. So of course, one aspect of purification is that it gets rid of sins, which is an interest of normal people that want to get rid of sin because they want to get punya. Bestowal of prema. So not only we have to destroy sin, but we also have to get prema. So it is Krishna who can give prema. Destruction of sin, of course, we can see is evident by simply accidentally chanting the name of the Lord. But Krishna can bestow more than just purification of sinful acts. He can actually bestow prema as well. So that is a unique feature of Krishna. The Lord also gave mercy to not only the devotees, but also the demons. That in itself is not so unique, because one of the features of the Lord to distinguish him from Shiva or Jivas, that is, among his five qualities which distinguish him from Shiva and Jivas, one of those qualities is when he kills an enemy, then they do not go to hell. So that's a common feature of different forms of the Lord. So Vishnu kills a demon, the demon does not go to hell. He gets some prosperous position somewhere. However, with Krishna, there's something very amazing that happens, because not when he kills them, of course, they don't go to hell, but they go beyond this world. So they may get liberation, sayuja, or they may get a form in the spiritual world. Here that is indicated by Sarupam Yayu, which can mean they attained a form, spiritual form, or they attained the form of the Lord and merged into it. So it can mean either thing. They attained the form of the Lord, and if they could, they got Sayuja, they merged into that form. Or they attained a form in the spiritual world, a form similar to the Lord's by being spiritual in nature. So both of these are remarkable, because Vishnu or Narasimha or Rama, when they kill demons, do not even give Sayuja. What to speak of a form in the spiritual world? So this is a very unique feature. Krishna manifests greater than that of the other forms of the Lord. Very, very special. Then we have another quality, that is that the goddess of fortune, that is Lakshmi, is inferior to Krishna, in the sense that the story is told of how she could not enter into the Rasa-lila. So she's actually inferior to the consorts of Krishna. Because her mood is different, she cannot enter into the Rasa-lila. She is aware of Krishna as Supreme Lord, so that is a disqualification for participating in Krishna's pastimes. She does not have the form of a cowherd girl, so she cannot enter into the pastimes in Vrindavan. Lakshmi, of course, is very exalted because she is the consort of Vishnu in Vaikuntha. She has no access to the pastimes in Vrindavan because her nature is different. So this points out the exclusive nature of the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Opulence of Vaikuntha is not allowed in Vrindavan. And therefore, Lakshmi is not allowed there. If she were to take the form of a cowherd girl, fine, then she could enter in. But she didn't do that. her nature would have to change. And she doesn't change her nature. So therefore, she could not get in. So that's a unique feature of Krishna and his devotees, that they're superior to the other forms. Besides that, then we have Yan Nama Amangalam Gunam. It destroys the name of Krishna, destroys all inauspiciousness. Now that is also true of the name of Vishnu, as we see in the case of Ajamil. So any name of the Supreme Lord is very, very powerful and can destroy inauspiciousness in one sense. That is sinful activities and karmas, etc. But with Krishna it reaches a very interesting level. So it's not only destructive in the sense that it destroys the inauspicious elements, but it also creates the most auspicious element, that is Madhurya Prema. So, yes, the names of Vishnu and other Rama and others, they not only destroy sin, they also can lead you to spiritual world and experience Prema. That is also true. But the name of Krishna leads you into very, very sweet prema. So that's its unique feature. Now, of course, as is quoted here, even the destruction of sin is, we can say, more thorough or whatever. But apart from that, not just the powers, but the qualities of the name of Krishna are such that it is placed in a much higher position than any other name. Therefore, as is quoted here from the Brahmanda Purana, 3,000 names of Vishnu are equal one name of Krishna. There's a difference. Yes, Ajamil chanted Vishnu's name, Narayana, and he destroyed all of his karmas, past, present, and the future. But what would happen if he chanted Krishna's name? He gets 3,000 times the amount of result, a much better result. So it's not only the destruction of karmas, but that we can say destruction of false ego, destruction of desires, plus the creation of, or the manifestation of, a certain type of prema. So that actually is where the, we can say, the unique feature of Krishna's name, why it is 3,000 times Vishnu's names, because the bliss that one gets from Krishna is 3,000 times greater. In other words, the prema and the bliss of that prema, the unique prema that is associated with Krishna, is much greater than that of Vaikuntha. So in that sense is unique. Bhakti destroys inauspiciousness, is kleshagni. So it destroys karma, it destroys desire, it destroys ignorance. These are the three types of klesha, or suffering in the material world. It's all destroyed by process of bhakti in general. So it's not only the name does this, but all types of bhakti do this, can destroy sin. But the power of the name is such that it can do it quite quickly, as in the case of Ajamil, even accidentally, it can destroy all sin. So the name is very, very powerful. But then the other aspect of the name is not only aura bhakti, is not only is kleshagni, but it's subhada. It bestows all good qualities. So the two things go together. It's not just destructive of the anarthas, but it also manifests good spiritual qualities in the devotee. Ultimately, the greatest thing it manifests is prema. So therefore, the name is very, very powerful. And the name of Krishna reveals the highest level of prema. So that's a unique feature. And then the fifth feature of Krishna mentioned here is how he restored the principles of religion, or relieved the burden of the earth, and establish properly the system of dharma, yatkrita. Gotra Dharma. Which has several interpretations, because Gotra can mean, of course, lineage, family lineage is a Gotra. Gotra can also mean the protectors of the cows, the cowherd people. So in other words, Gotra Dharma means he established the cowherd people and the Vaishya nature of the cowherds in Vrindavan. Has several meanings to it, that word Gotra. But in any case, he established the lineage of Dharma again upon this earth in different ways. Ultimately, of course, by displaying the pastimes in Vrindavan, he indicates that Krishna's pastimes there are the most attractive, and these are the goal of the most intelligent devotees. They seek out Krishna and Vrindavan rather than any other form. So this is another unique feature of Krishna, to establish the highest principles, or the highest goals for the human beings. So because of all of these features, then Krishna is worshipped in the Bhagavatam, particularly the 10th canto, as the person that everyone in Kali Yuga should worship. Now there are definitely other qualities of Krishna that make him unique as well. These are just some of those qualities. In the Nectar Devotion, then, it's defined as sweetness. That's his unique quality. So sweetness of his form, sweetness of his devotees, sweetness of his flute, sweetness of his pastimes. That's another way of analyzing the unique features of Krishna. Another way of doing it is saying, yes, the special mercy he gives is greater power than anyone. Yes, greater sweetness than anyone. So different ways in which one can analyze the special nature of Krishna. In any case, the devotees on hearing the 10th canto can appreciate the special aspects of Krishna. By hearing them submissively, then they can develop an attraction for Krishna. And in this way, the aim of Vedavyas in writing Bhagavatam is fulfilled.